For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ralph Abernathy, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Perhaps Simon Peter was proud, perhaps he was humbled, when Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." What was the occasion of Peter hearing these words? It was when Jesus had taken his disciples to Caesarea Philippi and asked them, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" He had received all kinds of answers, and finally, Jesus asked the disciples as a whole, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God," which elicited Jesus' response, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." That's the way that it works for us to make our confession of faith in Jesus Christ. God the Father has to reveal Christ to us. God the Holy Spirit works through the Word and the sacraments to bring us to faith in Christ and the knowledge and understanding of who He is. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel, sanctifies us, and keeps us in the one true faith as He enlightens us with His gifts. I don't know about you, but I think that Simon Peter may have been proud upon hearing these words, because our Lord Jesus Christ went on to tell Peter, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The keys were not given to Peter as an individual. The office of the keys is given to the whole Christian church on earth, and through the local congregation, the pastor exercises those keys, uses those keys to loose the sins of penitent sinners and to retain the sins of those who do not repent. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about God's free forgiveness of sinners. The gospel of Jesus Christ is about how God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. It is by faith you are saved, not by works, but by grace, the grace of God in the heart of God that looks upon you and me in our misery and sends His Son to us. Well, Peter was proud, I think, because when Jesus began to show His disciples that He must go to Jerusalem, that it was God's will for Him to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and die and be raised again, Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, these things shall never happen to you." Peter had it wrong. There was no cross in his understanding of who the Christ is and what He was supposed to accomplish. Peter wanted a kingdom of glory, just as we can want a kingdom of glory in this world. We want a church where everything goes perfectly, where everybody gets along, but apart from the cross of Christ, through which the world has been crucified to us and we to the world, there is no perfect church. It is only through the gospel that we can begin to love one another. It is only when the cross of Christ is central in the church and the proclamation of that cross is central that the church is the church that Jesus builds and that the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Where is Jesus? He is where the word of the gospel, the word of forgiveness, is proclaimed. He is at the font in holy baptism to forgive you all your sins. He is present in His body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. It is through these means that we are enabled to come after Jesus, to take up our cross and follow him, because our Lord Jesus Christ himself took up his cross for us, for our redemption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ralph Abernathy for this meditation on God's Word.